The Aaron Water Show was last weekend. They start the show Saturday morning with a celebrity parachuting out of a plane. Who would be crazy enough to jump out of a plane? Let's welcome in Hall of Famer number 7, Chris Chelios. Chelly, what the hell were you thinking?
Well, I'm going to use the same line I've been using for the last 35, 40 years. No brain, no headache. So you know what? Totally unexpected. I was I already mentioned I was at Dick Butkus' charity golf tournament, and somebody just walked up to me, and Sergeant Shaw was his name. He asked me if I'd ever parachuted, and I said, nope. And he says, would you ever want to? I said, well, you know, I thought about it, but now time's passed, and never really gave much thought. And he said, well, how'd you like to do it at the Air and Water Show with the Golden Knights? And I just, you know, it was after the golf, and I had a couple drinks in me, and I said, you know what, why not? So the rest was history. It was great. I'm glad I did it. You know, I went with the best in the world. It was a great opportunity to hang with the Blue Angels and the Golden Knights. It was amazing.
Did you train for this in any way?
As soon as I got to that airport Saturday morning, you know, the day of the jump,
right.
I got about 30 to 45 minutes going through, watching YouTube. Sergeant Noah explained to me, Sergeant Noah Watt, it was explaining everything to me. So that was about it. I didn't do much other than, you know, listen to him. And by the end of the, you know, right before the jump, or for that 2.5-3 hours I spent with him, it was more like being with a psychiatrist than a parachuter. He knew exactly what to say. He knew how to distract me and not think about it until about, you know, literally 3 minutes before the jump, when guys started jumping. And that's when the reality set in.
You are kidding me. So walk me through Saturday morning. What time do you wake up? What time do you get to the airfield?
I was up around 6:15. They picked me up at 7 from Burnham Harbor. We drove down to, you know, at the Gary, Indiana airport.
Okay.
And that's when, you know, I signed all the waivers. He briefed me. Really, like I said, like you don't even realize that you're actually going to jump out of the plane. And then, you know, start talking about weather, because the clouds, and you had to be at a certain height, 7,000 feet to jump as tandem. And then all of a sudden he said, let's go. Throw the jumpsuit on, and before you know it, you're up in the air with, you know, 16 people, and they're all ready to do their thing.
So, oh, my gosh.
Pretty awesome. Yeah, like I said, that the toughest part was when it was actually time. I didn't even realize it until about a minute before that we were actually getting ready, and he strapped me on to jump. He kind of tricked me, but I'm glad he did.
We're talking with Chris Chelios, who jumped out of a plane to kick off the Air and Water Show last Saturday. Okay, so you get on the plane. So you're really not nervous at this point because this guy is talking to you, the captain is talking to you?
Yeah, he really distracted me. Everything he was talking about. At one point, I finally said to him, how old are you? And he says, 37. I said, well, I'm 57, and I've been around the block a few times. So you know what? Just be honest with me. And he didn't even answer my questions. He just went on to the next subject. So it was actually funny. I had him smiling a few times because he knew what I was, you know, he knew I was kind of on to what he was doing. But again, he kept it real professional. He even at one point asked me who unstrapped me, because I had, you know, I was the only one without a parachute in the plane. And yeah, I was strapped up. He just tried to, like, upset me, like, think about something else. But it was great what he did, you know. And even when he sat next to me, you know, while we were about to jump, he says, get on my lap for a second. So I jump up on his lap, and he starts attaching to himself, and I thought he was just kind of making adjustments. And then he said, okay, move over a little bit. And right away, I just kind of thought, I asked him, are we jumping? He didn't answer. He goes, just move over a little bit. I go, we're jumping. And that's when I started getting a little goofy and freaked out.
Oh, my gosh. I am nervous just talking about it. So is the plane door open at this point?
The whole time. And I was sitting in the front of the plane where I couldn't see the door. And then about 45 minutes, an hour into the circling that we were flying, he moved me about 10, 15 feet away from the door, facing the door. So that way I could see the guys that were going first. You know, they just stood by the door on their hands and knees, kind of watching, testing the air with these streamers. And the first guy that jumped out is the second that I realized, this is the dumbest thing you've ever done in your life. What are you doing? And this guy just disappeared into the building as a Hancock. It's just, I don't know, what an idiot. So, and then, like I said, before I knew it, I was standing at that door, and it's 1, 2, 3, and gone. But I couldn't get up when he told me to get up. off the bench. I could not get up. And he says, what do you mean you can't get up? I said, I got no legs, man. So I put my feet on his feet, and we bros up, and it was like baby steps for the first 3-4 feet, and then everybody started chanting and cheering, and that's when I said, you better man up and just get to that door and have them push you out.
So oh my gosh. So you,
yeah, it was cool.
You jump out of the plane. As soon as you hit the open air, how scared are you at this point?
You know what? I wasn't. That was the crazy thing. Once I was out the door, I was somehow at peace. So then we started dropping about, I don't know, a couple hundred feet. He put out the little chute that slows you down from going 120 miles an hour. And then that kind of, you know, I knew he was going to do that. And then we're kind of free falling for about 30 seconds. And then he put out the real parachute, and I had no idea what was going on. I thought we were going, you know, out of control. I was going head first.
Right.
And that's when I put my arms out. He started talking to me to put my arms out, and I realized there was a parachute. And then just gliding down when the chute was open was awesome. Like 2-3 minutes over the, you know, the whole city, all the people, the water. Like, that was cool. I just saw the video. They just sent it to me. And it was awesome.
Well, Chelly, tell me about that free fall. Once you jump out of the plane, okay, the nervousness of jumping is away, and now you're free falling with very small parachute. What is that feeling like? Is it like being on a roller coaster? What's it like?
It's almost like you're, because he had me in a position where we were just facing the ground. It's not like I went head first. I thought maybe we were going to be on a little bit of a rope and he could spin me and do stuff like that.
Right.
It was in such control that once I was out of the plane and falling, it was just almost like I didn't black out, but you weren't thinking. Like, it was so smooth that I was the calmest I was once we jumped out.
Oh, wow. And once they pulled the chute, how much are you slowing down? You're going 120 miles an hour when you're free falling. How fast are you going when he pulls the big chute?
You know, it jerks you a little bit, but I think when we were slowing down, it might have been, you know, 7 miles an hour, not even. Like, you're floating. So when you hit the ground, they see you're only going about, you know, 5 to 7 miles an hour. So it was, when we landed in sand, we could have probably tried to land standing, but with two people and not a whole lot of wind and speed, I didn't want to, you know, hit the sand and then go flying on him over me and look like an idiot. So I just told him to make me look cool, and he did.
I can't believe you did this. Would you ever jump out of a plane again?
Nope, because I can't top what I did with the guy that I did it with.
Right.
You know, you're dealing with the best in the world. I'm not going to drive out to some airstrip with some hillbilly and jump out of his plane. That's for sure.
Oh, my gosh. So you hit the ground. What's the first thing you do? Does somebody hand you a beer? Where do you go? What do you do?
Put my arms up in the air, like out of relief and happy that it went so good. And then one of the other knights was already down there. He just put his hand out and helped me get up, and I hugged everybody because I wasn't dead, and it was good.
Oh, man. And you were wearing the sweater, too. You had the jersey on.
Yep. Yeah. He told me that was cool. I didn't know if I'd be able to put it on with all, you know, the straps that he was hooking me up with him to. But, yeah, it couldn't have been nicer. Like, I was with two guys, John and Noah, and their specialty was tandem jumping. Like, he was the best tandem jumper, and they both would, you know, take turns who would do the filming and who would be the one tied up to whoever they were jumping with. So,
right.
Like I said, they're professionals throughout the whole day and really great guys.
Oh, my gosh. Just listening to this story, Chelly, my hands are sweating. I could never do this. I mean, that step from the plane to the open air, there's no way I could do that.
Yeah, like I said, just the fact that I was with those guys made all the difference in the world. I'll never do it again. I can guarantee you that. Yeah, it was something like I get it. Like, just talking to you is the first time I've had a chance to speak to anybody really about it. But it's a good adrenaline rush for sure. That's something you miss as an ex-athlete or, you know, from playing days. So
right.
It was cool and, you know, really great experience. And obviously representing the Hawks and you know, with this ambassador role, it was just a great opportunity.
What's a bigger rush, jumping out of a plane or winning the Stanley Cup?
You know what? Winning the Stanley Cup seems to last a lot longer. The rush from, you know, like I said, the minute that he tricked me about when we were going to jump and then actually jumping out of the plane. I mean, right now talking about it, I'm a little excited, but for sure the Stanley Cup, because that, you know, running around with that cup all summer is pretty cool.
Of course. I love it. Chris Chelios jumped out of a plane to kick off the Air and Water Show last week. And Chelly, thanks for staying up, man. Appreciate your time. Have a great week.
You bet. You too, Pete. Thank
all right.
you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.